Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on sound linking.
今天的主题是连音。
When certain sounds are linked together, the resulting sound is merely the combination of the two original sounds. For example, one apple is pronounced one apple, one apple. And four apples is pronounced four apples, four apples. However, when other sounds are linked, there is a blending of the sounds. The sounds are linked smoothly without any break. For example, two apples is pronounced as if there were an additional W sound, w, in between the words. Two apples, two apples. And when the words three and apple are linked, it sounds as if there were an additional Y sound, y, between the words. Three apples, three apples, three apples. This is because the sounds between the words are linked smoothly without any break. Two apples, not two apples. Three apples, three apples, not three apples, three apples. Pay careful attention to how sounds are blended together. Another good example is how words ending in a T or D sound, t or d, are linked to words beginning with a Y sound, y. For example, did you do it becomes did you do it? Did you do it? Would you do it becomes would you do it? Would you do it? Notice how together did you becomes did you? And would you becomes would you, would you? And do it becomes do it, do it. Listen again as I give more examples. Did you do it? Did you do it? Would you do it? Would you do it? Should you do it? Should you do it? Could you do it? Could you do it? And also notice when a word ending in the T sound, t, is followed by a word beginning in a Y sound, y, you get the sound ch. For example, can't you do it? Can't you do it? Didn't you do it? Didn't you do it? Couldn't you do it? Couldn't you do it? Shouldn't you do it? Shouldn't you do it? Wouldn't you do it? Wouldn't you do it? It's nice to meet you. It's nice to meet you. Today's tip is to pay careful attention to how words are blended together and how the resulting sound is often very different from the original sounds. This has been today's Daily Tip. Tune in tomorrow for another tip on learning English.